we'll just get started, I guess.
Yeah, no, I guess we should do that at all.
It's today the 27th. Oh, it's okay. So today is Wednesday, March 28th. We just finished watching episode 17 of SEAL Team, but we missed episode 15 and 16 due to uncontrollable circumstances. Really,
because of your mother.
Really unfortunate circumstances.
Largely because of your mother.
That left two of four of our unsealed team members in different cities from where we normally do recordings. So we're going
to
do
Margaret's not a big enough girl to do a recording on her own.
she can figure out all the tech.
Yeah, you know, I was just like mashing buttons on keyboards.
She was jamming the VGA cable into the auxiliary port.
Wait, what's a VGA? What's an auxiliary?
It's not even an audio cable.
Oh my god. Okay. This is all true, but let's just move on past that.
I'll try.
And I think that we're just going to do a brief recap of the first two episodes that we missed.
Well, we'll see. We'll do our best to make it brief. And it might end up being like even Steven.
And then we're going to get into this episode.
I think we're going to do a good
buckle
job.
Buckle up.
I think the fans are getting 3-for-1 today.
Yeah. This is 3-for-1.
It's a good deal.
And, you know, you're welcome.
You're welcome, Judd.
So, do we want to start with...
I guess, so the little girl one,
well,
right?
Should we start with the recap?
Ratings, obviously.
All right. Yeah. So, let's do all three ratings. Let's
I guess
see.
We'll have two ratings.
Oh, I got all three ratings.
You got a system
How'd
there?
How'd you get today's rating?
Well, it's the rating from the last episode we did.
Right, yeah.
The SEAL team is really doing it. They're really getting their HVTs by pulling ratings in all over the places.
Okay,
well, except for Call Out. So Call Out was the last episode and had the lowest ratings of all SEAL teams. 0.8% of all TVs and 3% of active TVs with only 5 million viewers, 4.97. And overall, just 9.17. So it was the lowest. Nobody gave a shit. But maybe it was because of the post-Olympic slump or something.
Oh, yeah, everyone was watching the Olympics.
Yeah.
But that would have been 2 ago, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because Special Olympics are right after, so we should have seen that slump continue.
But yeah, the slump should have continued for sure.
Yes, I dig at the Special Olympics.
Olympics.
But we kicked it up with episode 15, No Man's Land. We got 0.9% of all TVs and only 3% of active TVs, but they got a whole 1 million viewers more in the area where it counts. So they got a 6.07 in the sexy advertising category. And then 9.77 million viewers, so still couldn't crack the 10 million. But I think that they're going to do it with this next episode, which Wikipedia didn't have the ratings for. It was directed, the last one, episode 16, by J. Michael Miro, who we last saw with The Upside Down. So J. Michael Miro, I didn't do my research before, and he's got a penchant for wacky titles, but he's also James Cameron's go-to Steadicam operator in movies such as The Abyss, Terminator 2,
like
Judgment
Avatar?
Day, True Lies, and Titanic.
Didn't do Avatar.
No Avatar?
Well,
I don't think there's any cams in Avatar.
Yeah, they probably didn't have Steadicam operators in Avatar at all.
Okay, so they were at 9.7 million viewership?
In total, yeah. So all their other, I think all the previous episodes have been above 10. And so these last few, they're struggling. They're struggling.
Oh.
But
it shows. It kind of shows. The cast seems tired.
Well, okay, so they've gone from a more episodic kind of style to a serial
story
style
arc.
Where they're following, this single story arc, which I don't think
I'm bored.
A great idea.
Boring.
Yeah, like each episode doesn't really stand on its own.
And it doesn't really add anything to the narrative. Like all, mm-hmm. like you could take out any chunk of mm-hmm. this kind of arc, remove it, and it doesn't affect like the like what happens. Like who cares that they got to the middleman and they got to the next middleman?
I could that's the whole recap of like this is what happened in episode 14, 15, 16. They're trying to find the guy who called the hit on Echo Team. And they didn't
find
them.
The middleman.
But, like, that's but it. That's think about all the things that happened along the way, Margaret.
It's the journey that
it's
matters.
It's the journey.
Do you want to get in?
I really like the opening scene of episode 15 when they talk, when it is all about the journey, when it's just them, like, raiding shit and that country music song's playing about work. And they're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Montage.
Down. They're busting down doors, and it's the same
montage.
Oh,
it's a montage.
Oh, right, yeah. And it's like a twangy kind of like, you're going to have to war dogs around.
We're going to do some work, and I'm working, and work's really boring, but I'm shooting fucking people.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounds racist to me. How about you?
Working overtime. Work out.
My son that I hear, it's a montage. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know.
It was a long montage.
Yeah. Super
apparently,
long.
Yeah,
okay,
really long.
So later we learned that they took down 18 targets in that time frame.
In 1 week.
When they're busting down doors, looking for the
Hodges,
guy, whoever called the hit. At this time, Andy does go meet with General Hakim, who we learn later is more than just a middleman.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but now that everyone's watched episode 15, 16, 17, right? You've all watched all of the episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in this episode is when we get the girl who's dressed as a boy, who they use.
And Jay's a super big piece of shit in that episode regarding her.
Yeah.
He at first is like, you didn't promise her American citizenship, did you, you bitch? And then he's like, we're promising her American citizenship, and now she's going to risk her life.
So yeah, Jay is a total hypocrite, but also, and I'll get this out of the way up front, why is anyone letting Jay near that small child?
Yeah, there was actually a scene where she was meeting with a guy inside the building, and it's just showing like Jay in the shadows watching her, and he's just like, get inside, and it's just super creepy.
Yeah, the real story's off camera.
Yeah.
And when he finds out that she'll do anything for an American citizenship, that's when he's going to strike.
He already found that out.
Yeah, he's got the intel.
That was basically the whole episode is that, and then there was a bunch of Al-Qaeda guys who had the money and the whole...
Yeah, right, it was the whole money.
And that they weren't actually, like, that the owner... Oh, I guess we learned that in the next episode.
So this whole, like, story arc is playing off, like, a pretty, like, well-documented Afghani heroin trade operation and stuff. And so there was, like, this general of the Afghan National Army who I think was running, like, protection racket for major drug lords there. It was in this book I read by a journalist.
Mm.
The dogs are eating them now, yeah.
All right.
This seems to be just, like, entirely about that, which I guess, like, spoiler alert, it's not a general, but it's the Afghan National Police. Although, maybe it was the same. I can't remember if it was a general or police chief.
He's the head of the...
But definitely heroin trade is like, conducted by very high levels of government and officials.
He's a general, but he's also the commander of the Afghan National Police.
Right.
That's who Salim Hakam in this...
Right.
Show is as a character.
And of course, like in that episode, I think that's when we're first introduced to Hakim Hassan?
Maybe a bit
before. When Donald Draper's wife meets with him in the car.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
And right away, I knew he was crooked when he said, when she asked him, he was like, can you figure out why anyone would want to kill these American soldiers? And he says, that is a question that has plagued me endlessly. Which already just sounds like the stupidest lie by the worst liar.
And, like, she meets with him, and she gets, like, zero intel. Mm-hmm. He doesn't tell her anything that she doesn't already know. And it's like, why did she bother meeting with him?
Because she wanted to prove her beauty.
Right. he does like beautiful ladies.
Yeah. They always have, like, every dude comments on how, like, hot she is.
She is not hot.
So
she is such
hot.
No way. Her bottom mouth area is very bizarre looking.
But, you know, she's not, like,
she's so gaunt. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
No thanks. Pass.
Okay. So, does anyone else have anything to say about episode 15?
I've got one thing to say. There was a sequence in episode 15, I think it was episode 15, where there's some, like, night vision. It's a very short sequence. It's only, like, 15 seconds long. And it's, like, night vision, and they're, like, kind of moving out on the helicopter, and it almost felt like real-life footage from, like, a long time ago.
They shoot it differently in night vision.
Yeah.
They do more like handheld cam, and like the angles are like overhead and tilted, and it's very like considered. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it looked cool. So
there was some good dog stuff in episode 15 too.
Was that when the dog jumped on the table?
I don't know, but the dog
yeah, that was pretty sweet. He had blood in his mouth, and they're like, yeah, you get the taste of that baddie out of your mouth.
And oh,
he
liked the dog, taste of like... the
baddie in his mouth. Yeah, he liked it.
So they talk like teenage video game playing guys. Get the baddies.
Yeah, and, but the dog found the heroin in the walls.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that was a clue, right?
And the dog, go dog.
The dog blew the case wide open.
My name is McGruff, and I'm the crime dog. I don't just fight crime, I take a bite out of crime. I also scratch fleas.
So he led them to their next middleman.
And so the book, The Dogs Are Eating Them Now, was written.
Mm-hmm.
Which is by a Canadian journalist.
Right.
And our listeners should...
Yeah, go read that book. It's better than SEAL Team.
Episode 16. We meet, I don't know, Shion, tactical mercenary.
Oh yeah, basically Blackwater. We suspect, like, they're
right.
Shoehorning in kind of like a Eric Prince type figure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy who was running with Amy.
Yeah.
Amy, you know her first name.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't
figure
out her name.
I know Amy.
I just know she looks just like his ex-wife, and, like...
Yeah, Amy is, like, Amy, I've got a lot of shit about Amy.
Amy, good gorilla. Amy, pretty.
Like, in that scene, she... So, like, I don't want to do this completely out of order, but in that scene, when they come running up, she makes fun of Jay for being, like, a nervous little bitch. And she's like, oh, you don't expect me to do whatever. She's like, oh, you suck. Don't get too overexcited. I forget what she says. And then, later on, Jay shows up at her door, like, with a little mopey face, and he's like, you know when, like, it just hurts, and you just want to make it stop. And then she fucking grabs him and pulls him into the room. It's like, what? Make up your fucking mind.
Because he's Jason Hayes?
Yeah, she wanted to show him her
garden.
Which means her vagina.
And the underwear in episode 16.
I have things to say about the underwear. But so are we done with 15? So the kid is basically like there.
15's done, they use the kid, she's gone.
No, she's not done, she's back again in 16.
Yeah, she's there at 16.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's the one who goes into the market.
Yeah.
Oh, that was 16? Oh, it's all blended together.
And that's when Ray talks about hairless boys.
And then Ray goes in and claims his hairless boy.
She's mine. She's my hairless boy.
And Judd is all like, what the hell is he doing? Yeah. Like, he's going after the hairless boy.
But all they needed was a visual confirmation
right.
of this bodyguard guy who protects the heroin guy, and Ray got it.
Ray got it. And also, like, why did they outfit her with, like, a 480p camera? Like, you know, the cameras that they put, like, they're shit. Like, you wouldn't be able to make anything out with that.
I thought it was pretty high def.
And it was overexposed. It looked like crap.
Are you watching the HD version of the show?
No. But comparatively to, like, the cameras that were being shown through.
Yeah. Okay. But, I missed her. Like, I know that when Ray looked at him, I thought it cut to their cameras and it looked pretty good. Or was that just Ray looking at him?
I don't know. I remember thinking, bullshit. Mm. I'm going to bring this up in the episode.
So, it's Musa Gani is this biggest drug dealer on the planet. But turns out he's a DEA informant. And the CIA pulls the plug on the operation to take him down. But...
Well, DEA, I think, pulled the plug, and CIA was the messenger.
Okay, well, he's a DEA informant, but the CIA guy, who's Mandy's boss, is
who Jay was very rude to.
Very rude, is what, and in the end, they probably should have kept that guy as an informant, right? Like,
I don't know, probably, like, it would have been good to some level, because he was probably going to inform on the general.
Yeah.
That's probably who he was informing on.
And he had sold all of his farms and had nothing. He had no more stakes in the drug game.
Yeah, it's so weird that, like, Jay doesn't understand that. That there is, like, a plan in place and that they're all on the same team. Like, he just probably thinks, I gotta do it myself. I gotta get in there and beat me.
Are you telling me that 200 men against your boy is a no-win situation for us?
You send that money, don't forget one thing.
What?
A good supply of body bags.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then... Mandy I guess that the vice reporter, his dad is a congressman, and so she trades an interview with Jay for him to pull strings with his dad, the congressman, to get the CIA to give permission on the raid, which turns into a daytime raid.
All factually correct.
Then they go in and Sonny gets injured.
You're just steamrolling over some of the most interesting parts of that episode.
I thought we were just doing recap.
Yeah.
Actually,
we have to talk about the underpants. Like, so when Draper comes in, she makes a fucking rape joke. She's like, Command has been sending out reports that say, I can't walk in and look at you naked boys. And then Greasy Beard is just sitting there wearing his underwear like an asshole, and she's like just staring at his underwear, and he's wearing colorful zany underwear.
Sploosh.
And everyone has fucking colorful zany underwear.
Sploosh.
Yeah.
I think Jay and Greasy Beard shop at the same underpants store.
Sunny.
Greasy Beard and Jay definitely shop at the same underpants store, but Sunny. He had the best of all the underpants.
He had loosey-goosey boxers, but Jay and Greasy Beard were tighties.
They were tight, but they're like little swim trunks. They're
Greasy
not
Beard
super
looked
tight.
Like spandex. Yeah. They looked like...
They're tactical underwear.
They look synthetic. They look like maybe what you would get for... Yeah,
it's like dollar store underwear. I think they're fucking wearing dollar store underwear.
They were thin fabric for sure.
Oh,
I saw flesh tones.
They're probably wearing royalty free underwear. Like there's no Calvin Klein or Puma.
But I will say this. I don't know if you guys noticed, and this is jumping forward a bit, but in episode 16, where Jay is tending his tomato plants, we see his underwear. And in episode 17, several days later, he's wearing the same underpants.
I didn't know that.
I just want to do a quote from
Red June. Can I just read a quote from Red June? I spent a little bit of time on TV Talk, and there's a lot of people posting about SEAL Team on TV Talk. We really got to get our pod on TV Talk. But I digress. I'd love if a woman would look at me like that while wearing only a undie. And that's by Red June, and that's what he wrote about that scene.
What's a Red June?
Yeah, it is Red June.
That's the poster.
Yeah. Okay, I see. I thought he was like an actor or something.
So, should we post on there and let them know, like, we've been doing this since day one.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like, just jumping on this train.
I am going to make a fucking post on that forum being like, hey, new SEAL team's up.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Yeah.
But are you gonna let them know that you're the creator? Are you gonna be like, hey, I've been listening to this podcast?
I've been listening to this really great podcast. But we have to cut this part out. We can't tell them our plan.
We should say I've been listening since the beginning, and I like every once in a while going back and re listening to an episode because it reminds me of
the more lies the better, Adam. Like just cram it full of lies.
And it's kinda like the show might be an hour long and our podcast might be about an hour long. Sometimes it's longer than the show, right?
Yeah.
So
but we're at the raid on episode 16, which was a pretty good raid. The daytime raid.
Shot by JMM. I think we're missing something important because of the conflict between Sunny and Carl.
Carl, very nice.
I couldn't remember his name. I've been calling him Carl this whole time.
No, it should be Carl because now I don't have to put Mr. Burns in there.
But yeah, they were like totally like hating on each other for a bit there.
Yeah,
they were beefing for seemingly no reason. He was put it in your leg. He's like, I want to put it in my backpack. Put it in your leg.
I think he felt like Carl was being too big man or whatever.
No,
like
it's that Sonny's insecure that Spence is smarter than him, and that's the whole conflict between them. And so, like, they were just playing on that. And Spence is all like, or Carl is all like, hey, I want to have some fucking body armor between me and the explosives. And then Sonny's like, no, you should put it in your leg. And I agree with Spence. I think he should put it in his backpack and not on his leg. Because later in the episode, when Sonny gets fucking blown up, if he really did have that shit in his leg would be gone.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually thought I was a little bit like confused, and I thought maybe Spence was on the mission with him. And I'm just like, oh, and then his like, because he said he had like metal plating protecting his backpack, and like he'll come out being correct. But this show never really has any of these guys failing.
Yeah, like Ray's fucking arm. Like,
they just totally forgot about it.
Yeah, like Jay's PTSD, gone. Ray's arm shoulder thing, no worries.
No,
like, anything that comes up that you think like, oh no, here's some foreshadowing. Oh, like they're all really tired.
They're so tired. I think they only read half the book on foreshadowing.
Yeah.
They forgot to read the second half.
But you know what? I kind of like that. I find it...
No, because it's unpredictable now.
I like that Ray's shoulder isn't a problem. I think that's great.
No, don't bring it up. They're not going to do anything with it.
Yeah, because they were making us think Ray was such a fucking prick.
The thing with when Ray's shoulder comes up, I'm just like, ugh, I don't want Ray's shoulder to be a problem. I, like, don't want to have that annoying storyline.
Well, so
and then they didn't follow it. They didn't do it.
This reminds me of a David Cross joke where it's just like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, well, that's shame on you again because obviously I'm not getting it.
I don't know. We're not getting it?
No, it's just become a played out like thing. So obviously whenever they foreshadow anything now where one of the guys might fuck up, they're not going to.
Yeah. Because they don't fuck up. Everyone's good. No one's going to die.
And they all it out in the end.
No one's going to get seriously injured beyond, like, some, like, frag or whatever. Yeah. And, like, like they have like
a little bro scene. Okay, they said brotherhood and bros how many fucking times?
So much
in that episode, and that was the first one that they really like popped out the bro.
Nah, they've been referring to Team Echo. Is it Echo?
Yeah, as their brothers a lot.
Yeah, as their brothers a lot. But the whole thing is always about, there's always someone who has like maybe like 10 seconds of expository dialogue praising the righteousness of the group and they're like, you know,
family,
the family, and like, it's kind of like a Sons of Anarchy, but SEAL Team.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sons of SEAL Team.
Maybe, I mean, it's a little more schlocky than Sons of Anarchy, but...
What?
I kind of want to see Sons of Anarchy now.
It's a little more network. I think, like, Sons of Anarchy was on, like, a cable show.
At least it had poor man Tom Waits on there. What's his name?
Yeah.
Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman.
I'm saying SEAL Team is more schlocky.
I don't know. It's about the same.
Sons of Anarchy was like, they were just allowed to show like...
boobs?
More violence and grit or whatever they had like...
But the quality of the writing was about the same.
And people were allowed to die and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
people still die here. Just not main characters.
Yeah, they can't make the SEAL Team guys die. There's no way.
Well, I think this is... I still think this is a propaganda, like, show that's supposed to show how they're invincible, how they're righteous, and even though shit gets fucked up, in the end, good intentions brought to hell.
Yeah.
So, I bet you they'll kill off one of them at some point. They have to.
They're
going to
kill Greasy.
It'll be a big...
Oh, not Greasy.
No.
Greasy's dead. He's been popping through
Jay's
universe.
Well, you know what, though? There might be some sense to what you're saying, because in horror movies, the girl that shows her tits gets killed first, and he showed the most leg first.
He was
objectified.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to episode 17. So this is the most current one. They do a bit of a recap where, like, you know, General Salim had...
Right there.
This is
so they found out that the guy they got was big deal.
Musagani, the heroin distribution guy, actually wasn't a big deal. And he's a DEA informant. So Mandy. Is her name Andy or Mandy? I always thought it was Andy, but I guess it's Mandy.
Who's Mandy?
Megan Draper.
Oh, Megan Draper?
Megan Draper.
Oh.
And
you mean Donald
Draper's wife? I just call her CIA lady when I do my notes.
Is talking with Vice Reporter, who, actually, what is the Vice Reporter's name? He doesn't have a name.
I don't know, Vice Reporter.
Yeah. She's talking with Vice Reporter, and the Vice Reporter says, he comments on how, like, they're celebrating one of this General Salim Khan, who is one of the most corrupt men in the most corrupt country on Earth.
So when did they figure this out? I don't get that. Because, like, did I miss something where they established that he's a scumbag? Because, like, first, up front, they were talking to him like he's on the team.
They thought he was just, like, middleman. And then she's put together that she...
How? What did she put together?
We don't know.
Oh, no. They solved the whole thing. He had his wife... buying up all those in his wife's name.
That's after.
They fingered him before that.
She already was like, yeah, he's gonna be the guy. But where she had thought he was a middleman.
It's probably because he's such a bad liar in that car.
Whatever. I mean, maybe it's
she's like, this is a classic TV trope.
Yeah, maybe it's because the audience could easily guess that he's a bad guy.
Their first mission was her knowing that he was the guy. Like, he's the man in the red car. He's been the guy all along.
Right, so they've identified him as the main bad guy. Oh, and also, here we go. This is one of my... I have very few notes on this episode because it's really boring. But... they have stepped up their model game back to the level of that ship and beyond.
Oh.
The model was beautiful.
Yeah,
that's jumping pretty far ahead.
Yeah, you are jumping really far ahead.
Yeah,
kind of in the middle.
But like, we have to go. Okay, Jay slept with the Blackwater lady.
Yep.
And they comment on how athletic
and the drill.
She's very athletic. Yeah,
and
okay,
the room.
So Steve,
Method Man is incredibly
fucking fly
messy.
Swatter. Did you guys notice that fucking fly swatter? So yeah. Jay is like, shot of Jay, he leans back in ecstasy, shuts over to her with her hands behind her head, and she's fucking got a fly swatter. And she's like, it's very much like, okay, she's just killing flies, but it's also like they were fucking with the fly swatter, and then they shoot to a drill.
She's
spanking him with a fly swatter and sex, and then there's the drill, and it's like, oh shit, the drill too? But it just happened to me that it was Buddy's drill.
Oh, my little fly boy. I didn't expect you to be so sweet, so innocent, so naive, when you have such a twisted, twisted little mind.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
I didn't pick up on that. That's
especially the way he came into the room, like you said, he was all sheepish, like, can I come in?
Yes!
They say that... I don't know. I think he says that she's athletic or she says he's athletic.
Yeah, one of them tells like, the person. Yeah, that was very athletic. That was the most athletic thing I've done all week.
Yeah. So, Steve Porter's drill. He takes it onto ops with him. The dead guy. Takes a hand crank antique drill onto ops.
Oh, fuck. What?
Well, I think there's something at the end there that I think makes sense. Maybe sort of a tip.
I guess Jay's gonna get it tested. But
so that was
his hatchet. He already got it tested, and that no, I don't think so. Like later, yeah. We find out from the reporter that the main reason that there's deployment there is because there's mineral rights to be had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe he and they're like, oh, we tested it, but all we found out it was dirt. So maybe he was like extracting samples of soil for. With a stupid little drill.
They set him up
as being like kind of like an inside job on that TV forum. Shout out to you guys and your great ideas.
Steve Porter. Oh yeah, and she's like DXDEA. There's something going on there.
I'd like to bring up one thing that's just kind of like something that I noticed. Did you guys see that Jay's t-shirt just says local legend on it?
Can I talk about Jay's t-shirts a little bit?
Sure.
So remember the last episode we did, Jay was wearing backwards hat. Jay's backwards hat had a buffalo on it. Then in episode 16, Jay was wearing a buffalo t-shirt. And the slogan under the buffalo t-shirt, it was a buffalo facing down a deer, and it said, peace through kindness. That was the slogan on his shirt, which is pretty fucked up. Because then he goes and he runs down that dude and guns him down and then almost beats him to death. Like the,
and extorts a small child for information.
Yeah, and he's doing terrible things. And it's got this peace through kindness shirt on is like an inside joke. Jay's fucking evil. And then at the end...
I think he's a sociopath, for sure.
At the end, he's wearing a Philadelphia Flyers shirt. And so he's got the most hipster of all the hockey teams. And so I thought he was just playing around, right? And then in the end, we go to Philadelphia Eagles shirt when he's talking to the reporter. And so he's wearing this Philadelphia Eagles shirt, which is... a very kind of random choice.
And he's from Philadelphia.
And
he's a Phillies fan.
So he's from Philadelphia. He plays a little bit of hockey. And the shirt that he's wearing it's from Namidi Asamuga. I don't know how to say his name, but a Nigerian-American actor, producer, and former American football cornerback. So he's like... That was the jersey that he was wearing in that interview. It was some like maybe it's his buddy. Inside joke. That's got to be an inside joke among the staff.
What team does that guy play on?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, maybe.
So Jay's from Philadelphia, or at least that's where he loves his sports teams.
Interesting.
Is that guy the jersey of a good player? Is the player good?
I don't think he was good, no. Like, he was just he was just some random dude, but he happened to be an actor.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess that is like just Jay's wardrobe talk. We've already talked about the underwear. We've talked about his
narcissistic local legend.
Local legend.
But, okay, so Mandy...
So are we on to the model now?
Not all no. models, not quite. But she goes to her CIA boss and is trying to... Now is, like, letting him know, like, yeah, why did we ever go after Gany? I don't know, like, why Jay threw that stuff off your desk.
Right.
And her boss says, like, you better have this right, because if you don't, the old men will bury you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to find out who owns this poppy field, and we learn that it's a holding company, and so she's trying to track that down. In the meantime, there's some chit-chat, and, like, where they talk about, like, Sonny has all this frag in his bag.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling him he can't have sex until it's at least scabbed over.
Right.
Because it grosses out the ladies, and he's like... Sonny does not abstain while on deployment, and then he makes, like, a buffet analogy that, like, abstaining on deployment is like going to a buffet with your mouth wired shut.
Yeah, and then Trucks comes up and says, gross.
I like the previous exchange when Ray says, I haven't met a woman yet that likes to get blood on her sheets. And Sonny replies, that right there is why you and I run in different social circles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is just further evidence that Sonny does not paw. Sonny does not paw. That's what he said to Draper in that one episode.
Right.
I think he just likes to have sex with women on their period.
On their periods, yeah. Well, yeah. They're alluding to Sonny's, like, crazy sexual drive. And who was his wife? they showed his wife at the end of, at the deployment.
The like fake and bake.
Yeah.
Sonny doesn't have a wife.
Yeah, he had like
at the car.
Or a girlfriend or whatever.
Fake and bake, like blonde what? Bombshell.
No, that was greasy hair.
That was greasy hair.
That was greasy.
No, Sonny
rolls in on his bike alone.
No, Sonny's by himself. Because at the time, Sonny had the last we ever saw was that he had an awkward date with the...
scientist?
Yeah, with the radio...
No.
Whatever.
Sonny might be a closeted gay guy and he's in love with Cro-Mag face. Like, he's
Cro-Mag
so angry
face.
All the time and he's all up in Spence's shit all the time because he's really attracted to Spence as well because he's kind of ladylike.
Oh, Spence is a... like... more like a sensitive type.
Yeah. So that confuses Sonny, and then he's so closeted that he gets super angry, and he's kind of like old now, so he'll probably just like die closeted and become more enraged.
After his death.
After his death?
Yeah. As a ghost.
Just keep building.
Gay ghosts are out there.
I'm always interested in sort of seeing if I can find lesbian ghosts.
I guess then we get into the storyline that the general has put all of this land under the name of his first wife.
KSR Holdings.
Yeah.
KSR Holding.
I think Echo Team was working with this dude.
You think so?
Driving, yeah, and like they were, or okay,
right.
at the time when they revealed KSR Holdings, my idea was that Echo Team was working with them, driving down the price of the poppy fields.
Yeah.
But I think Matic's idea is a little bit, it's more relevant than getting soil samples to find the rare earth metals.
They're probably just errand boys of whoever dispatches. So, like, that talk that they have at the end with the reporter is kind of, like, trying to get Jay to address that he is just an errand boy.
Yeah.
But he won't talk about it.
Let's talk about that when we get there, because I think we should talk about
it. They focus on money a lot, though. Like,
Okay, I guess we're talking about it.
Kushner, who the fuck is the Blackwater guy?
Eric Prince.
When the Eric Prince guy comes running up, he talks to Jay about how he'll make him a lot of money. and they keep getting offered tons of money by these private contractors.
Yeah. Throughout,
and I think maybe a corporation that could have approached Echo Team to get them to
if you're on deployment, just get some samples for us. It's not a big
probably
deal.
Probably like the woman who Jay's sleeping with now, like, is on the shady side of things.
Mm.
So they go to find the wife.
After they look at the amazing models.
Yes, this is what the model is.
No, we're not at the models.
You see when Drape her bingo stamps? The first, she's got her flashlight, and she's like, bloop, the women's quarters, and bloop, the men.
I don't know. I remember being very impressed by the lighting of the model as well.
This is what I heard.
She never blooped again. She only gestured with her hands after that.
Like, why would you ever need that instead of just an aerial photo?
I don't know. Like, I guess, like, elevation would be good to know, but yeah. I would want, like, a little guy. I would have, like, a little figurine that represents me, and I would tell everyone what I'm going to do by, like, moving the figurine around the model.
The military model creator is, like, sad that the laser printer is coming along, or the 3D printer is coming along, because now they can't make models anymore. They just...
You know what I'm thinking? I'm just thinking that Judd has a lot of downtime, and that's his passion.
Richard, what do you think we missed in there?
Well, we missed the whole scene where they storm the hut and get the father and interrogate father.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And
he says something about his daughter when they go interview the dude, the yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I thought he was saying enchiladas over and over, but he wasn't.
Enchiladas.
Enchilada, that's what he says.
He was saying, like, whatever happens, right? Like...
Although that was probably shot near Mexico. There's probably Tex-Mex around the corner. Yeah. Just like all the scenes here, it's all California.
Yeah, it's all California.
So they go to the father, and that's why they find out that it's a human trafficker is where the daughter is at. And so that's how they get the idea, which is Clay's idea. Clay has all the good ideas.
Yeah, Clay's been, like, definitely offering up a lot of great ideas.
Like, really upset about it.
And also him and Ray, like, two eps ago had, like, a big beef out.
Yeah, about tracking the young...
Yeah, but Ray doesn't seem to give a shit.
Not really.
Greasy beard cares. Ray doesn't give a shit.
No,
it's not Greasy Beard. Son of Beardo.
I'm sorry. I have a hard time calling him Beardo because his beard was totally upstaged this episode by the Afghan Special Forces lead. He had a fucking way better beard than all of them. And beards are big on the frickin' military base. Blackburn.
And Sonny kind of has a beard down with the guy. And when they're going out on mission, he's just like, if you go
squirrely...
He's like,
I'm gonna kill you, and you're super beard. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so they go on mission. Let's just get to the mission. Let's wrap this thing up.
I guess one thing that they hint at, this is the reporter. The reporter knows more than anyone, and he lets Megan Draper know that another Westerner... was in looking at the holdings of who owns the company.
Yeah, he is giving him
a lot of
information.
So there is someone else that's investigating the situation. We don't know who they are, whatever.
Probably DEA.
And I think it's probably the girl that Jason's having sex with.
Particularly attractive Western females.
Because Mandy assumes that it's a guy, but he said another Westerner.
Because he's a sexist. Because only guys investigate.
She assumes that it's a guy, but... The
there probably aren't many Westerner women like walking around because they like wouldn't really be treated well.
The person at the office said Westerner.
They didn't say woman.
Yeah,
or
so
man.
That's why she would assume it's a man.
Mm-hmm. So
because of the fucking patriarchy.
Yeah.
Ray has a talk with Jay that actually Blackburn had a similar talk with Jay about. Don't make this personal. Because when you make it personal, people get injured, you make bad decisions, whatever.
I liked in that scene, though, when Jay's shooting pucks, and then he's like, Ray, get in net, Ray. And then he's, like, kind of threatening he's going to, like, shoot pucks at him, and Ray's like, no, I don't want to.
Stop it. Who are you? I don't even know you. Go away, mister.
Yeah. And then Ray also says, you know we don't play that game, referring to how black people don't play hockey.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jay mentions a couple black guys, and Ray's like, they're Canadians. Like, they don't count.
Oh, they don't count.
But,
Yeah, it was a good shout-out to Canada. It was a good Canada joke.
There's a couple Canada shout-outs, haven't there been?
Yeah. We've had a couple, I think. But that was a good one.
We had a shout-out to the dogs are eating them now.
And Jay says,
the storyline is the ultimate shout-out.
Later on, Jay says, A. He says, to somebody. Yeah.
Good day. How's it going?
How's it going, eh?
At the end of that scene,
Jay says, oh, so we're good, right? Like, in a pissed off way, he's challenging Ray. Like, Ray's coming and talking down to him like he's not the leader of the team. So, Jay's like, so we're good, right? And Ray says, yeah, man, we're good, of course. Like, what the fuck? And then Jay turns away and answers the phone, just walks away like an asshole. How much shit has Ray had to put up with in their relationship? It's fucking awful.
Yeah.
You know, they've got it all figured out.
They need Ray. Who else is going to drive the van?
He's the only one that looks like someone that would like hairless boys, or like, we need a hairless boy lover around here.
Do you guys remember when he like took his blazer off of his kind of like battle gear? They like put him in a little blazer and put him in the van.
His like costume is like a blazer.
Yeah.
So now we're at the point where the Afghan National Guard or whatever, like the Afghan like people are joining them on this mission, and
Afghan special forces.
And they kind of give you like a bit of a diversion as to like who the mole is or whatever,
right? Which then wasn't very interesting.
No, but then we're in the command room and they have Matlock and Columbo on the board.
And that general is looking very important. That's fun.
Yeah. They clear the men's quarters and the women's quarters.
Yeah. there's a night mission there.
Did you notice that Afghan Special Forces guy only has one night vision goggle?
Oh, really?
I didn't notice that.
Well, one better than China.
Yeah.
They're better than China, but America gives them their cast-off reject shit. They're like, hey, you. You get our old night vision, loser.
Do you know what I was thinking, though? I bought a digital camera, like, a year ago, like, that year's model, and it doesn't have night vision on there anymore. They've discontinued night vision on cameras, maybe.
There was night vision on cameras?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on, like, old Sony Cybershots. Mine had night vision.
It's how the Pam and Tommy Lee tape was shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like they've discontinued, because I haven't seen night vision on digital cameras in years.
That's not real night vision, though, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It works well.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Pamela and Tommy.
But there's got to be just like a filter you could put on.
It's not a filter. It's cranking up the acceptance of your
Maybe it's something that only works easily on film somehow. I don't know.
I got a feeling they discontinued it for like you don't want a bunch of people having night vision. Maybe I don't know.
Your move, creep.
Yeah, but like it wasn't super. It wasn't amazing, but I think
you can still buy night vision
that's better than
I guess, but it encourages creeps.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because can you look in windows with it?
I think low light cameras are...
Like you can film in much lower light with a regular camera than you could before. They're just like, oh, we don't fucking need this feature.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't have to be green anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I feel like the night vision was more, had more definition. Like, it was grainy, but you can make out shapes better than in low light.
Well, if it had, an infrared light on it, it would help, yeah?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, okay, so we're ending this episode here, and what's going on? They got the wife?
They found the wife, then she gives them some info, because they say they're going to send her husband to
the
marriage.
And then Donald Draper's wife has a sit-down with the general.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're skipping... First, she has a sit-down with... Oh, first, Jay has a sit-down with the journalist. And right. The journalist is like, what is it that you think you're doing here? And Jay's like, I'm doing my job. But he's basically like, I'm a big dummy and I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Because, like, which I find is such a weird...
Trillions start, with a T? T for T?
He makes thinking about it.
Yeah, you got it, Jay.
Because the journalist says, you're enforcing the will of the corporations and the politicians. Enforcing the will of the corporations and politicians. And Jay replies, instead of considering that, with like, oh, you know, we're not political. But it's like, you are, and you're part of it. And
well, I think most of like these guys, they just like really want to excel at like the technical aspect of their work.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really care like what the end result is of their actions. They just want to execute that action very well. And that's, like, all they're concerned with.
And he believes his role is to build stability. And the journalist is like, you're building stability so that whoever owns those mining fields can make trillions of dollars. Because the only way that those minerals are worth money is if it's in a stable country. Mm-hmm.
And then Jay says, shut up, Trotsky.
And that's when he goes and takes Steve Porter's drill. Because he actually wiped
me. He wants to get those mineral rights.
He wants in on the payday.
My straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake.
Yeah. Or he's probably going to test it for minerals to find out.
Which doesn't make any sense.
But the hand drill is not a good thing to get fucking minerals with. Like,
I don't know. If I was in a cave, if
the only reason that guy would have it on the field is to fucking drill in people's skulls. It's a fucking hatchet.
Absolutely.
It is a fucking hatchet, is what that is.
Absolutely.
That is
one's going to drill someone's skull with that.
I know, but like, he's going to torture people. He's going to be like, oh, you're going to fucking talk? You're going to talk? Drill.
There's no reason to take that.
I agree.
Ever.
But also, in the context of the show, I think it'll be for mineral exploration.
Which makes no sense at all. Okay, because like, what are you gonna drill through with that?
It takes great core samples.
You just like drill out some like powder from like a rock, and then you have little baggies.
Instead of
and then
just
you
like
have
taking
a
little pickaxe or whatever.
I guess it's pretty ridiculous. Like, like, but yeah.
I feel like a pickaxe or like a hatchet.
Or he would need like a bigger drill, and like that drill is not gonna go through much. No. Like,
or why not just carry like a power drill, like a small, well charged power drill.
It can't be a functional tool for gathering minerals because it's a stupid fucking thing for gathering
maybe
minerals.
He was into that hop beer and he was a bit of a hipster.
Yeah,
like antiquated things.
This is the way my grandpa did it, and this is the way I'm gonna do it.
North America's only premium handcrafted firewood manufacturer.
So then we get to the sit down where Mandy lures Megan Draper.
Oh, Donald Draper's wife.
Lures the general into the tea house.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you just want to see what I'm going to do next. And then she's like, no, that's all you had to say.
That scene was so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, and then all of a sudden, like, all the SEALs kind of come out and they're like, we've been here all along. They're like, so what?
Yeah,
but
and,
I guess it
and
was
like,
that
as
he
if
said
that guy's
to
security
her.
Forces, that guy's that he, guy's a number one fucking criminal in the country, and he's the chief of security or whatever for the country. He's a major politician, and none of those security guards that he hires and fucking intelligence agencies that work for him are going to know that the SEALs are already there.
And also, he's sitting down with the CIA and just beacon off, like, he doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah.
No.
He's got it all on tape, see?
Like, he threatens her, and I think that's all she needed, right? Was for him to, like, threaten her, and then done and done.
dun, like, dun, dun.
And it's like, so she, no, he thinks that she want is going to start following him. If he knows that, why would he be like, I know that you just want to start following me? He could have just, like, been like, okay, thanks very much, left, not followed, whatever, like.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
I don't know,
dumb,
it is dumb.
And dumb.
Fucking Draper, like, sucks. She is the worst part of this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, like, all the scenes when she's, like, when she's questioning the wife.
It was worse.
Like, fuck, she just sucks. I don't like her.
Jay
is the best part of the show, and he's a fucking filthy piece of shit.
Okay, so...
Saddest seal. Who's the fucking saddest seal?
I have no idea. Like, they all seem pretty chipper this episode.
You were just trying to help, and I was kind of being a dick to that. I'm sorry.
That's right. I was never here.
Got so drunk, I peed myself.
Well, then, Richard, since you have no idea, maybe you should start.
Maybe what?
Maybe you should start then. Who is your saddest seal?
It's really hard to say. I guess I'll say Ray, because he was being bullied by Jay about the pucks.
Can we consider past episodes as, like, the last?
Oh yeah, the whole shebang. This is a three-episode saddest seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you still gonna go with the pucks?
Well, there was like the beef between Sonny and Clay, and then Clay was having like that thing with his girlfriend.
Right.
And so I'll say, like, over the three episodes, Clay is the saddest seal. Sorry, Carl.
He's been a little mopey lately, yeah. Right? I was like, why is he so mopey?
Oh, his fucking girlfriend's fucking prof at the university. Yeah.
He's emo team.
Okay, Adam, who's your saddest seal?
My saddest seal is Beardo, who I was going to call Greasy Beard again. And, one, he was usurped in beards, obviously, like, big time. And two, he's lost. He lost to Clay. So, in the end, they had this, like, argument back and forth. He's like, I've got experience. You may have, like, smarts, but I've got experience. You got to listen to me, young boy. You got to put these explosives in your fucking leg pocket. No, I'm not doing that, you idiot. And no one else on the team backed up Beardo. So Beardo was obviously doing something that none of them do. Like, they were like, oh, you know, that's a really good idea, Clay. I also do what Beardo's suggesting. And then, like... they go through all that shit. They have a bunch of back and forth when they're getting, like, onto the plane. And Jay's like, hey, you guys, you gotta stop. Like, you're ruining the whole dynamic of the team. You've been sleeping too poorly these last few days. You're very tired. And you're ruining the mission. And then, fucking... So they're beaking back and forth. And then on the mission, Spence saves Beardo's life. Yes. Beardo fucking owes him, and Spence pulled out the biggest, greasiest piece of shrapnel out of his back, and he did it gently. So gently that fucking Beardo was, in the end, he's like, that was quite nice. And then he made the fucking, your girlfriend's fucking a professor comment, and then Spence did a fist pound, but it was like Greasy Beard's, or Beardo's last dying breath of dominance in their relationship was him making fun of him.
No, he said she's not fucking that professor.
No, he did. He said she's fucking that professor, and then everybody in the team was like, what? Because nobody knew about it.
She said she's not.
He said she's not.
Yeah, he reassured him.
He was just like, don't
worry about it,
nice to Clay.
Yeah.
Oh, so then he totally rolled over entirely then in all his...
Clay saved his life. He killed three dudes that all had...
Beardo has lost everything. He is now the new guy. He is now bottom of the rung of the SEAL team.
Yeah,
Clay is better than him. Fucking everybody's better than him. Back down to the bottom, Beardo.
So,
and he is
Beardo
the saddest fucking SEAL.
And Margaret, who is your saddest SEAL?
Well, I was going to say Beardo, although not for entirely the same reasons. But just like... that moment when he's being gross and Davis walks up and is like, gross. Yeah. I was like, yeah. He makes the grossest comments. He's the dumbest guy. He's the most racist. He's the there for.
But he's a film buff. He's cultured.
Yes.
He always is like, you know, like the little girl's a terrorist and whatever. Like, he is just like a sad piece of shit. He's gross. And so today, he is my saddest seal.
I guess I'll round this off with my saddest seal. I'm going to go ahead and flip it on his head a little bit. My saddest seal is the bearded Afghan Special Forces guy. He's Afghan Special Seal, SEAL team.
And not just, a SEAL. Like,
he is a SEAL. He's Afghan SEAL.
You could say any character. You could say Megan Draper if we wanted to.
But just how little respect he gets for. He's basically the same level as they are. But just because he's an Afghani, he will never be respected by them. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it's not the new guy that was the traitor. It was someone that was very close to him, his lieutenant, that was a complete traitor that he didn't see. Mm-hmm. And it's this kind of like really embarrassing thing. Like,
although Carl respected him.
Well, they all kind of like respect him, but he's written up as he failed.
Right.
But the way that the SEALs of SEAL team are written, they don't fail, but he's kind of like written up as kind of like a
they
fool.
Would never have
a, they wouldn't have like an internal conflict.
Their special forces are not as good as ours.
Yeah, it's like nice try, Afghan.
You're all crooked. Members of the Taliban.
Yeah.
And it totally went.
But he is definitely the more like loved version. But I guess he's hated by both. Like, he's just seen as the kid that's sucking up in class to the teachers who are the Americans. Like, he's the fucking teacher's pet. Nobody, so his own people don't really like him, and the SEALs fucking don't like him. He's just this kind of stuff.
I just think that the show writers don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're going to write in some Afghan special forces, but we got to muck him up a little bit.
Obviously they can't make him, maybe it's somewhat accurate, though. Like, maybe, because he is in best with the SEALs.
Yeah, well, it would be somewhat accurate to write up all the fucked up shit that the SEALs do as well, but they don't.
Yeah, there's no mistakes.
It's selective.
There's no deaths. There's no, like... So, I guess that's it.
Does
anyone else have anything else that they want to say about these last three episodes?
I do. I do have something I want to say. When Jay is talking to the reporter, he's wearing the football jersey. Next scene, over top of his football jersey, he's got this jacket. And so next scene, he goes to the lady's house. And in the lady's house, he's now wearing a Henley with the same jacket over top. So he went home and changed into nicer dress to go meet the lady. Yeah. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, you keep track of the wardrobe, please.
Yeah,
I wonder how many more buffaloes we'll find.
No, and local legend.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I guess
local he was zany t-shirt guy the last two episodes, but I don't know.
But also, do you remember his like all black kind of leather outfit that he had back on base like five episodes ago? Like, he had like black jacket, black pants, black shoes, and black gloves or something.
I remember when he was going to like ream out Eric about something.
Yeah, something like that. And he was dressed all in just like black.
Oh, like in the U.S.
Yeah, and this was a long time ago. Yeah.
What was he wearing when he tore apart that guy's desk? His camo?
He was in his full
tactical gear. I think he was in like a onesie.
Okay.